Good afternoon. You know, Jesus appeared to a young Polish girl, St. Faustina, beginning in 1924. And this was before she entered into religious life. He gave her a series of messages and an image of his divine mercy. It was during these private revelations that Jesus told St. Faustina, and I quote, "I want the image solemnly blessed on the first Sunday after Easter, and I want it to be venerated publicly so that every soul may know about it." Through the efforts of St. John Paul the Great, on May 5, 2000, the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments issued a decree which proclaimed the second Sunday of Easter to be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. On this second Sunday of Easter, 2018, we remember and celebrate the Lord's divine mercy as we have done since the decree. On the church calendar, we have different feasts and holidays and holy days and ordinary days, etc. All Sundays and holy days of obligation are celebrations of the highest importance, the highest order. And these days, plus a few others, are known as solemnities. And there's two solemnities that are so important in the life of faith in the celebration of the church that the church celebrates them for 8 days. We call these solemnities octaves. They are Christmas and Easter. In previous history or previous times in the church, there were more octaves, but right now we have the octave of Christmas and the octave of Easter. Essentially, that means that Christmas Day and Easter Sunday each are celebrated for 8 days. So today, the second Sunday of Easter, now known in the Universal Church as Divine Mercy Sunday, is the concluding day of the Easter octave. So happy Easter! The solemnity of Easter is the Feast of Feasts and the Solemnity of Solemnities. Indeed, Easter is so important that we observe the season of Easter for 7 weeks, that is, for 50 days, from Easter Sunday through Pentecost Sunday. This celebration is an incredible opportunity for new life and for receiving mercy, for our conversion, for the forgiveness of our sin, for new beginnings. The passage from John's Gospel, proclaimed at today's Mass, reports on the powerful and moving encounter between Jesus and his apostles in the upper room on that first Easter Sunday and again on the following Sunday. We might say at the beginning and the end of the first Easter octave. It is an encounter of comfort, encouragement, and strengthening. It is our Lord consoling his apostles. And it's an encounter that launched a ministry of reconciliation and the age of divine mercy. 8 days ago, the emotional roller coaster the apostles experienced continued. Crucified and buried on Friday, they now had reason to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene had reported that she spoke with the risen Lord. Unbelievable! Peter and John had witnessed the empty tomb. Or was it unbelievable? And now on the evening of that first Easter Sunday, while they were frightened, uncertain, and locked in the upper room, Jesus makes his first appearance to them. No knock at the door, no bolt thrown back. He was simply there. Peace be with you. The Lord knew that his chosen ones would need encouragement and reassurance. And so he gave them his peace. He breathed on them. This is so important. Where else had God breathed on man? He first breathed on man at creation, when he formed man out of the dust of the earth. And now, God again breathes on man when he empowers his apostles to begin their ministry of reconciliation. From John's Gospel, quote, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. End quote. He told them that he was sending them out as the Father had sent him. It was important that they finally understand who he was and why he was here, especially now that they were to act in his person. These themes are important throughout John's gospel. Jesus carries out the work of the Father, and now he sends forth his chosen apostles to continue that work, the work of proclaiming the good news and reconciling sinners, the work of forgiving sin and healing the sinner. Jesus was killed for this work, and many of those he sent through the ages have also been killed. And yet, today, many of us who need forgiveness and need healing simply do not truly grasp what is offered to us and who it is that offers it, nor the price that was paid for it. Sin darkens the spiritual senses and harms the body and soul. The more we sin, and the longer we put off reconciliation, the harder it becomes to truly know the Lord and his healing. Our struggles may have gone on so long that we are either no longer aware of them or simply believe we are broken beyond repair. So it is important that we have a correct image of Jesus in our life. He does not stand above us, wagging his finger, offering criticism as we sin. Instead, he stands before us with outstretched arms and healing hands, desiring nothing more than to embrace us and tell us that he is with us and that everything can be okay. He's waiting for you right here, right now. He is all holy, and he desires for you to be in communion with him. For that, you do not need in this life to be perfect. You need to be forgiven, to be healed, and to be contrite, and to desire holiness. So go to him in the confessional for the sacrament of reconciliation. If you are in a state of grace, go to him and surrender to him in the sacrament of Holy Communion. What could be more personal encounter than that? And if you fall again, and you likely will do so, simply run back to him and fall into his arms. And then we show our gratitude by giving thanks at Holy Mass and then taking his message of holiness and mercy to all we know and everyone he places in our daily walk. You see, we are to be, as has been said by the saints, the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ, his tender love, his calming, soothing, redeeming voice. We need to show our gratitude by being good Samaritans to everyone we encounter, loving them, lifting them up, leading them gently, ever so gently, to reconciliation with the Father, so that they might live the fullness of the life that they were created for, and to spend all eternity as redeemed sons and daughters of God, enjoying the beatitude of the Father. God bless you.